Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 12th. You'll be interested to know, 65 years ago, today in 1959, the Soviet Union launched Luna 2, the first space probe to hit the moon, marking a significant milestone in space exploration. This event demonstrated the Soviet Union's technological prowess and further intensified the space race between the Soviet Union and the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Expect waist-high wind swell on Thursday, with semi-choppy conditions in the morning due to south-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, conditions will be semi-glassy in the morning, becoming bumpy in the afternoon, with southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday will see knee-high ground swell, with a glassy morning and semi-choppy afternoon as winds shift to west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, expect knee-to-thigh-high ground swell remaining glassy in the morning and turning bumpy in the afternoon with west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking brutal out there all day, folks. Nothing but high winds and chop suey. Sorry for the bad news. Maybe work on your Tai Chi movements instead. This weekend should lighten up. Best time to ride is at 7 p.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 8 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 1 foot at 12:15 a.m. with a 3.5-foot high tide at 8:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 74 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's foggy and feels like 60 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with temperatures reaching up to 69 and a gentle south wind at around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 65 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday and Saturday with highs near 68 to 69 degrees. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 63 to 64 degrees. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in California, the number of individuals filing for bankruptcy has surged 25%, reaching a 4-year high. Recent analysis reveals that personal bankruptcies are occurring at a rate of 40 filings per 1,000 people, marking the fastest pace since the pandemic's onset in 2020. Additionally, new foreclosures have increased significantly, with 12 Californians entering foreclosure per 1,000, representing a 20% rise in just one quarter. Despite these increases, both bankruptcy and foreclosure rates remain below the levels seen in 2018 and 2019, indicating a complex economic landscape in the state. Now on to sports. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins face off in a big Week 2 matchup at Hard Rock Stadium. Both teams come in with 1-0 records, making this an early statement game in the AFC East. The Dolphins are favored by 2 points, with the over-under set at 48. Josh Allen will look to build on his strong performance last week, where he threw for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns, while James Cook contributed 100 yards on the ground. Tua Tagovailoa, coming off a solid opener with 227 passing yards and a touchdown, leads Miami. Both teams have some injury concerns, with the Dolphins' Davon Achen nursing an ankle injury and the Bills' Jordan Poyer out with a toe issue. The last time these two teams met was in January, when Buffalo edged Miami in a thriller, 34-31. In local sports, last night, the Padres fell to the Mariners, 5-2, as San Diego's offense struggled against Seattle's strong pitching. Michael King gave up 3 runs in 5 innings for the loss, while Fernando Tatis Jr. provided a late spark with a solo homer in the 7th inning. Despite opportunities, the Padres left 5 runners on base, failing to capitalize in key situations. Seattle's pitching, led by Brian Wu, kept the Padres in check, improving their record to 74-72. Tonight, the Padres are off as they head to San Francisco for the weekend series starting Friday night at Oracle Park. San Diego, sitting at 62-64, will face the Giants, who are 71-74. The Padres are coming off a solid stretch, winning 7 of their last 10, while the Giants have struggled, going 4-6 in the same span. The season series is currently tied at 5 apiece. In top news, Amazon has revealed plans to close 2 facilities in California, which may lead to the loss of hundreds of jobs. According to worker adjustment and retraining notification notices, the fulfillment center in Sacramento will close on October 30th, affecting approximately 159 employees. The facility in Irvine will shut down on November 7th, impacting an additional 162 workers. An Amazon spokesperson stated, "We appreciate our team's hard work, while offering support for impacted employees to find new opportunities within the company." This decision follows previous closures in the San Francisco area. In business news, crypto markets are experiencing significant declines as traditional U.S. markets open, reflecting a risk-off sentiment among American investors. On Wednesday, Bitcoin fell below $56,000 after climbing briefly to over $57,000 following the U.S. Consumer Price Index inflation report. The price quickly dropped to $55,600 shortly after U.S. stock markets opened. The CoinDesk 20 index also fell over 2%, with major altcoins, including Solana, Avalanche, and artificial intelligence tokens, sliding between 4 and 7%. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks opened weak, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 both down significantly. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $57,800. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $133. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study reveals that more than 5 billion people globally lack sufficient intake of critical nutrients like iodine, vitamin E, and calcium. Published in The Lancet Global Health, the research highlights that over 4 billion individuals also do not consume enough iron, riboflavin, folate, and vitamin C. The researchers emphasize that this research is pivotal as it estimates inadequate micronutrient intake across numerous demographic groups. Alarming patterns indicate that both men and women fall short on different essential nutrients, underscoring an urgent need for improved dietary habits worldwide. Entertainment news. Michael B. Jordan is set to direct and star in The Thomas Crown Affair for Amazon MGM Studios. This marks Jordan's second feature as a director, following the success of Creed III, which grossed $276 million globally. He has been interested in this project since 2016 and will also produce it through his Outlier Society. The film promises an exclusive theatrical release and revisits the classic story first brought to life in 1968, featuring Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. Drew Pearce penned the script with additional producers involved, and a new film from Jordan is expected in March 2025. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American football coach, Tom Landry. And he said, "Confidence comes from knowing what you're doing. If you are prepared for something, you usually do it. If not, you usually fall flat on your face." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.